Three Richmond MLAs sat down with the Richmond Board of Education recently to discuss the urgent need for new schools in Richmond City Center as the city's population grows. On Wednesday, Richmond Bridgeport MLA Teresa Watt, Richmond Center MLA Hun Chan, Richmond Queensboro MLA Steve Cooner, all BC Conservative Opposition MLAs, and Richmond Steveston MLA Kelly Green's representative were told about plans for two new City Center elementary schools, for which there is still no provincial funding. Currently, four elementary schools serve Richmond City Center: Tomset, Samuel Brighouse, William Cook, and R.C. Talmy. In 2024, the Richmond School District had an overall increase of 688 students compared to the previous year. Overcrowding in schools has been a long-running issue in Richmond City Center. Watt pointed out, due to the rising student population, the school district has had to use modular classrooms to cope over the past 5 years. The district expects a 40% growth in student numbers in City Center in the next 10 years, which is well beyond their operating capacity, she added. The Board of Education explained to us that it is quite obvious the student population growth is driven by developments and the influx of young families, Watt told the Richmond News. Richmond School District staff shared with MLAs there are about 3,300 recently approved high-density residential units and 8,200 proposed units are under consideration east of No. 3 Road. Many young families are moving into these developments along No. 3 Road in the city center, as single-family homes have become unaffordable, she explained. As a result, the elementary school-age population in the area is expected to grow by 26% in the next 10 years, creating a shortage of 553 student seats east of No. 3 Road. New housing development west of No. 3 Road is estimated to increase by 40% by 2034, which will result in a shortfall of 371 student seats, according to Watt. Two potential school sites in City Center. The Richmond School District has been advocating for two new City Center schools. The school district is in preliminary discussions with the Ministry of Education and Childcare about funding and potential sites, explained David Sadler, spokesperson for the Richmond School District, but he couldn't give out specific information. Based on long-term planning data, projections indicate a need for additional school capacity to accommodate future enrollment, he said. The Richmond Board of Education submits its 5-year capital plan annually to the Ministry of Education and Childcare, which includes capital funding to support the district's priority for new schools. A new school in City Center has been an issue since 2007, Trustee Donna Sargent said at a board meeting already a year ago. Currently, they are trying to secure one site east of No. 3 Road and another one west of No. 3 Road. A previous estimate for a city center school was pegged at $70 million just for the land acquisition. As such, MLAs are being asked to advocate for provincial funding. I think the provincial government needs to act in partnership with the school board and the district to ensure we get a site selected and construction approved ASAP for the new school, said Watt. There's no time to delay this. Watt said the school trustees and district staff are dedicated to finding a solution. All they need now is a willing partner from the provincial government to support them and be ready to act fast and act now, she added. I know the economy is not doing well, given there are so many issues going on, but education is one of the most important files and our future depends on our younger generation. Megaphone got an opinion on this story or any others in Richmond? Send us a letter or email your thoughts or story tips to editor@richmond-news.com. Cell phone with Arrow to stay updated on Richmond news, sign up for our daily headline newsletter. Speech balloon words missing in article? Your ad blocker might be preventing hyperlinked text from appearing.